The Lord be with you.
And
read from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him. We will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. If the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you I'm going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I'm going to the Father. For the Father is greater than I. Now I've told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
Jesus Christ. One of the basic principles of human psychology is what is called the principle of motivation. What is the principle of motivation? It's basically this. We're never going to carry out any noble enterprises if we're not motivated. I think that's common sense. Our greatest motivation should be to get to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Our greatest motivation should be get to heaven. Nothing more important than that. So let me give you a very simple example that everyone's going to understand here. Even the six-year-old little kids will understand this. Okay, an eight-year-old boy goes to mom and dad and says, "I want to go to Disney. I want to go to Disney." Okay, then the mom and dad says, "Okay, you have to do, this is Monday, you've got to do five things. Number one is you've got to pick up your grades, because they're going down. Number two, no fighting with your brothers and sisters. Number three, you have to make your bed and clean your room. Number four is you have to obey mom and dad the whole week. And afterward, and number five is you have to eat the spinach and the peas and the cauliflower when it's placed on your plate. You don't believe in miracles? That little child is going to be radically transformed overnight, huh? Why? Because that little girl wants to go to Disneyland. You got it? We should have a greater desire to go to heaven than to go to Disneyland. Amen? Greater desire to go to heaven than to Disneyland. Second example. There was an Anglo-American that in junior high school, he studied Spanish for 3 years. High school, 4 years studying Spanish. College, 4 years Spanish, he didn't learn it. And all of a sudden he goes to work and he meets this beautiful Mexican woman who doesn't speak a word of English. He learned Spanish perfectly, Mexican Spanish, in 2 months. No? Why? Motivation. Motivation. I can give you story after story after story after story. Why am I a priest? Why am I celebrating my 36th anniversary? My friends, after high school, I was studying for another 11 years. That's a long haul. Why? Because I believe the priesthood, it's worth it. It's worth it. All those years of study. So we should be motivated, my friends, to do all we possibly can to get to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Now there's tons of ways that I can direct my homily, but I'll just take one idea. One way that you can be motivated to get to heaven is get to know the saints. If you want to be a successful professional in whatever way, you have to have models. When I was in high school, I was thinking of playing baseball and writing. So I would study Mickey Mantle, the way he would hold that bat. Huh? Roger Maris, I'm betraying my age, huh? And I remember studying Hemingway and Faulkner and Steinbeck, you know, literature, to see which style of writing I like best. And then from these great American writers to form my own style as a writer. Now I'm a writer. But I had to have some model, some models. Okay, so today, give me a few minutes. Today we celebrate a saint that we would all love. Okay? And there's a movie that came out on her about 10 years ago. Today, May 22nd, we celebrate Saint Rita. Have any of you ever heard of Saint Rita? An incredible story. So I'll give you a thumbnail sketch, and let's pray to her that we will be able to get to heaven where she is. Because she's in heaven. You think you have problems? Do you? They evaporate into nothingness in comparison with this saint. Really? You read through her life, your problems are a piece of cake. It's a Sunday drive, huh? Okay, she's born in Italy in the 1300s. Her parents were old when they had her, only child. She always wanted to become a nun. Her parents said, no, get married. So like Saint Monica, she married, I'll spell it out in English, then I'll pronounce it, B-U-M. She married a bum. Couldn't be worse. She and the husband of Saint Monica were the same. Her husband was violent. Her husband was unfaithful. Her husband liked to fight. And she put up with this guy because she obeyed her parents. Until If any of you know European history, there was a fight between the Guelphs and the Ghibellines, and her husband was, he was killed. Now in Italian you have something called la dolce vendetta, if you know a little bit of Italian. La dolce vendetta, which means sweet revenge, which is very common back in the 14th century. So the brother-in-law of St. Rita planned to get, as they say in Spanish, un sicario. Sicario is Spanish. English we call it a hitman, okay? A hitman. So they're planning to kill the guy or the guys that killed Rita's husband. And her two sons, who were possibly twins, okay? They already planned to kill the guy that killed their father. Rita heard about this and she prayed and she fasted and she wept and she said this, Lord, I prefer that my sons die rather than to seek revenge. Guess what happened? They got very sick, they repented, went to confession, and then they died. Teenagers. And then guess what happens? She's a widow, she's lost her two sons, finally she can become a nun. Okay, look, she had problems out the convent. Now listen what's going to happen in the convent. She wants to become an Augustinian nun, and she tries to get in? No. Tries to get in? No. So she rejected. And she prays to her three saints, who were St. John the Baptist, St. Augustine, and St. Nicholas of Tolentino. So she prays, and the doors of the convent are opened up, and the Mother Superior sees this woman there kneeling down in front of the monastery door, and the Mother Superior said, well, God wants her to become a nun. Then she enters in, and she thought she had problems in her family life. Now the nuns are going to persecute her. So they humiliate her. This is what they told her to do. Go out there in the garden and get a stick, un palito, get a stick, plant it out there in the garden and water that stick every day. She watered the stick day after day, week after week, month after month, and guess what? It blossomed into a vineyard in which grapes came out. Okay, grapes, grape juice, fermentation, wine. Now for years, one of the wines that the Holy Father uses is from Cascia. And that wine turns into the blood of Christ. Almost as if God has a sense of humor. All right? Another suffering. She loved to meditate upon the passion of Christ. And she received a unique gift. Most of you have heard of the stigmata. Padre Pio. St. Francis? Okay, there are different forms of the stigmata. There's the classical, which would be the wounds in the hands and the feet and the side. St. Reed had a very, very unique stigmata. I think it's the only one in the history of the church. One day she was praying and she felt a pain, she felt suffering in her forehead. And guess what happened? A thorn started to grow out of her forehead. From the crown of thorns, she had a thorn. That was when she was 60 years old. She had that for 15 years. You think that hurt? Okay, to make matters worse, you know what came out of the thorn? Worms would come out of the thorn. Worms. I'm just warming up now. A putrid stench would exude also from the thorn. She had that for 15 years, and she never complained. Now, obviously, our life is not the life of St. Rita, but I think there are three messages for all of us if we want to get to heaven. We want to get to heaven. Number one is we have to do God's will. Rita married because she obeyed her parents. Rita obeyed her superiors in doing things that were just stupid. Rita obeyed God in receiving that painful, painful thorn. If we want to become saints, we have to do God's will. Number two, when people hurt us, what do we want to do? Called the law of talion, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. We all have the Old Testament heart to a limited degree. People hurt us, instead of getting revenge, pray for them. Pray for them. Even though it's very hard, pray for them. Pray, 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 pray for them. And the third is this. She suffered so much. All of us suffer. I suffer a lot, and so do you. Physical suffering, mental suffering, emotional suffering, social suffering, we're all suffering. Every one of us, children too, we all suffer. For the love of God, don't waste your suffering. For the love of God, don't waste your suffering. Suffering either makes you bitter or bitter. The saints, they suffer, but they unite their suffering to the cross of Christ. All of you right now, think about a suffering you have, unite it to the cross of Christ, and put it on the altar. And when I lift up the host and chalice, your suffering will have infinite value. So my friends, let's pray for a great, great desire to go to heaven. The primary purpose in our life is to get to heaven. Let's turn to St. Rita and the saints, that all of us one day will be in heaven praising the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit for all eternity. Amen.